Good morning, you're on TalkBack.
Good morning, Cynthia. Good. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Oh, not too bad. I just moved to Keene not too long ago. Remember, I told you right before I'd moved from Indiana that you were my inspiration for moving. I love this town. This town is so beautiful. I'm downtown right now, looking at the square, and it's incredible. The only problem I've had is just basically about how things have, how people get treated sometimes. But I had a question for you. You're on city council, so maybe you could help me out with this. Folks from out of town, like say, sheriff's department and everything, from, like, say, other county, like Carroll County, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, now, are they allowed to park over by the library and not have to feed the meters? I mean, is it something that they're allowed to do? Because I noticed on Wednesday, right about 12:30, there was a guy that had parked right there outside the thing. I even got pictures of the vehicle and also the meter, being expired. And I'm just curious about that, whether you would know.
I don't know. I suspect, and this is just my opinion. It's not, I don't know that it's the truth. It's just what I would suspect or would believe, and that is that if there is a marked car, a law enforcement car from away, as you will, that the parking enforcement offices, as a courtesy, would probably not ticket it.
Okay.
That would be my guess, but I don't know that that's the case.
Okay, because I was a little bit bugged by that. And also, another thing that happened just yesterday, right here off of Vernon, right on the main street, an officer of Keene PD had stopped an elderly couple, and they just looked like old, frail folks and everything, and he was just browbeating them and just being ferociously rude to them, and it just... like it was his road, and he was saying, what do I got to do to get you off of this road,
I'm surprised, because in my experience and that of everyone that I know, the Keene police are really quite polite. I mean, they have horses.
Absolutely.
And everything in that they are very good. One of the things that Forrest just suggested was that the car that you were talking about might have been at court. They might have been in court, and he might have had a tag on his car that they would recognize that said this is persons in court, so they get free parking.
Okay. I didn't see anything like that. I have to check on my pictures and everything, and thank you for answering my question. I sure do hope that the police here and stuff will be nice, because I'm going to be photographing them when they're stopping folks, and they might want to keep that in mind. If you're on the job, you're on the record, and thank you very much for your incentive for me to move and everything. I think that this town's going to be a great place to live in and stuff whenever everybody starts treating everybody nice.
All righty. Thank you.
My experience with the local police has been very, very favorable. And unfortunately, too many people don't mention the positive side of what they do. Whenever I have offended the law and they have talked to me, it has always been very polite, very courteous. And half of the time it's been, look, this is just a suggestion. I'm not going to give you a ticket. Just be careful the next time. And I think they're outstanding, and I don't think they deserve a lot of the criticism that they get.
Good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Hi, Cynthia. Good morning. It's Mark.
Hi.
Hi. I have something to say about the previous caller, too. Listening to her, and, I sort of agree with a lot of the things that she said, but one thing that I felt was sort of missing from the whole statement is this isn't a red team, blue team when it comes to war.
Mm-hmm.
Here on Memorial Day, I think that the words of General Smedley Butler, two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner, you can't get much more soldierly than
right.
that, who said that war is the health of the state. But this isn't about Democrat versus Republican. This is about politicians versus citizens. And, most of the wars that we've fought in the nation's history have been off of our soil. They've been unprovocated in the sense that we weren't attacked first, and the citizens weren't attacked first. And usually they were to protect the interests of the state. So here on Memorial Day, I think that people should remember the words of the Lieutenant General Smedley Butler.
Thank you very much.
But what I wanted to talk about was about this church.
Okay.
people's opinion on the Methodist Church is really great, but it's useless until you send checks.
Right.
You know, the Methodist Church has a financial issue, and that is that people aren't attending it. And I don't know why. I don't propose to know why people aren't attending the Methodist Church. But if you think the Methodist Church should be saved or whatever, well, that's great. And why don't you get out your checkbook and let's start looking at saving it.
Or start somebody attending services and put money in the collection plate.
Yeah, you know, that's the way to help save the Methodist Church.
Right.
Because conversations like the one that happened two calls ago scare me. And the reason they scare me is they sound like, well, I think the citizens of Keene should get together and buy the church so that we can have the church there all the time. It's a beautiful church, no doubt.
Oh, I don't think that's what if it came across that way, I don't think it's what the caller intended.
Okay, because I mean, all I'm saying is that's the next step from,
right.
I haven't done anything about it, but I think it should be saved to, I know, I'll vote, or I'll get my politician to vote to do anything, and I still won't do anything, but it'll be saved, and that'll be great.
Right.
You know, and
I think that would cross the line of church and state.
You can take the building and turn it into a courthouse, right?
Well, I just said that because I heard a rumor that
sure.
might happen. I don't know.
Wait. We always need more office for more bureaucrats to show up. And then we can pay their paychecks, and then we can put out more property taxes. So,
there you go.
I don't know. It doesn't affect me. I don't live in Keene, but, you know, some of the highest taxes in the state, I just wonder how much higher they can go.
Well, that's true. And look at the lady who's being charged for her view. So that's another whole issue.
Full story of the paper, $100,000. It's just some hill.
Yeah, it's amazing. But.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, just briefly, since you were mentioning the arts, I think one of the difficulties is that, you know, you're talking about a culture that is, you know, I mean, it's market-driven, and what brings in market share is stimulating the less complicated parts of our brain. You know, through television, this and that. And to a great extent, what the arts are about is using all of our brain. So that's why through history you have seen not only private but government support of the arts, just because a lot of times the things that have great value in our culture aren't necessarily super marketable. And, you know, if the market is going to determine everything, there are a lot of things that of great value that will die. Some people will say that they should, but I don't know. I don't know how sanguine I am about the Walmartization of everything in my life. But anyway, wanted to talk about, you know, with the Memorial Day weekend, I think it's a very, very... it's a very, very difficult needle to thread. I think we have to find a way to really honor our veterans, to take care of them, to do that while not glorifying war. Because to some extent, I think, you know, we try to give their sacrifice meaning by saying that they fought in battles that were truly meaningful and good. And yet, if we're going to be coldly objective about it, that's not always the case.
Don't you think you can honor their service? And they did what had to be done. Maybe it wasn't what any of us would have chosen, but because it was there, they stepped forward and did what had to be done.
I totally agree with you. The trouble is, I think for some people, that's not good enough. And what it has to be is they have to feel like they were part of a noble cause. You know, it's not enough to say, well, you know what? I did what my country asked me to do. I did my duty. It has to be the duty that I did was a noble thing. And what that does is that sort of, it feeds this sort of militaristic attitude, America right or wrong, whatever we do is right. And it gets us in this militaristic mindset that gets us into more wars, and where these people become more cannon fodder, where they, you know, where they come back broken or dead or what have you. And that's the thing that just worries me. You know, I think, for instance, look at what happens in terms of we spend a lot of time with flag lapels on our clothing and stickers on our cars and this and that. And yet look at veterans care in this country. You know, when it comes to really, really paying the cost of war, my God, even the actual cost of the war it's not even on our, hasn't even been on our budget.
Right.
Out of sight, out of mind. So we talk out of both sides of our mouths. I think what we need to do is we really need to honor these veterans by taking care of them and also being a lot more sober about what it means to send human beings into battle. Because you know, there are glorious acts of heroism that happen in war, but for the most part, war is not a glorious thing.
Right.
It's a horror.
War is hell.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And you know, it's very good, very easy to sit back in our easy chairs and watch the history channels and see stories of great battles and feel vicarious sense of heroism that way. But that's not reality.
Right, right.
You know,
but a lot of people do it.
So. Yeah. Hello. I'll let you go.
All right. Thank you very much. Good morning. Good. You're on Talk Back.
Hey, good morning. It's Ian from FreeKeen.com.
Oh, good.
How are
morning.
You guys? Hey, I want to talk about art, but first, Cynthia, I want to invite you out this afternoon at noon to 3, Railroad Square. FreeKeen Fest is going to be happening, and there's going to be music and food and a lot of people socializing and enjoying themselves, and hope to see you out there.
Well, maybe. I have to go get groceries.
Okay. Well, we're there until 3 o'clock.
Okay, thank you.
So I want to talk about art. The gentleman that called two calls ago, the kind of anti-free market guy that calls in so often, I'm with him on the whole anti-war thing, definitely with him there. But I guess I would like to encourage him to also reject stealing. See, he's rejected killing in that he seems to be pretty principled on the, you know, stopping people from dying around the world thing, and I'm with him there. But he certainly seems to be embracing stealing, because he was talking about how, well, the market only likes certain things, and there are some things that if the government needs to step in on certain types of art in order to keep it alive, because he said that you know, if it doesn't, even if it has great value, it might die in the marketplace, which is just a nonsensical statement. If something has great value, it will stay alive in the marketplace for the most part. Now, there are things that I've seen come and go in the market that I would have loved to have seen stayed, no doubt about it, whether it's a favorite television show or a favorite product or whatever it might be. But the reality is it wasn't popular enough to stick around. And so I have to ask, I mean, he's obviously not on the phone to ask him, but just rhetorically, does he support the automotive bailouts? You know, the billions of dollars being given to companies that have proven that they don't have enough value to cut it in the marketplace. And I would say that presumably he wouldn't support something like that, in which case then my question would be, well, who gets to decide what has value and what doesn't? Is it the government bureaucrats that just get to arbitrarily decide, well, I like opera music, so I'm going to make sure that I can use taxpayer dollars, which is stolen money, I'm going to use taxpayer dollars to keep this opera in business that nobody's really wanting to go to on their own, I'm going to subsidize it. So whether it's opera music or the church on Court Street or whatever it might be, everybody has their favorite thing. And if they've got the control of government, if they've got the control of the monopoly on violence, then they can just use the government and its ability to steal to support or to subsidize their favorite thing.
Well,
you know, that's the longest sentence I've ever heard. I've been trying to get in to say something, but you simply don't stop. Are you a free stater, by the way?
I am a liberty-loving individual who moved here, yes, sir.
Good. Now, can we give someone else a chance to talk?
Go
because
right ahead.
Your thoughts are very provocative and very informative, and I certainly appreciate them.
Thank you.
But, you know, give someone else a chance.
Thanks for calling, Ian. Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Good morning.
Morning.
You invited a call back, so I'm calling back.
And do you agree with the auto bailouts?
I think, you know, typically it's, again, one of these, you know, sort of junior high school debate club tactics in which, you know, unfortunately the free staters are sort of the masters of the bizarre analogy And you know, I mean, if they want to look at, say, a GM car as being equivalent to, I don't know, a tapestry that was funded by Lorenzo de' Medici, well, then that says something about their values, doesn't it? You know, that's the point. And, you know, look, unfortunately, I think where the free staters tend to fall into the toilet is when they have to put forth an alternative. I mean, complaint is really easy. Like, there are all sorts of things that I pay for through my taxes that I don't like to pay for, but to call it stealing seems like, yes, as Bill says, you know, it's a sort of childishly provocative term to use, when in fact, you know, these government people were actually voted into office by us. So it's citizen sanctioned stealing, if it is stealing at that. And also, I must say, you know, the notion that I'm anti-market is silly. I mean, I'm a capitalist. I think actually the market should basically prevail. I'm just advocating some level of restraint. And I would just say that just because something makes money doesn't mean that it is valuable. I mean, look, I think we could put hardcore porn on from 8 to 11 on all the networks. It would just make tons and tons and tons of money, wouldn't it?
Well, I don't know.
It would get boring.
It would get boring, right?
Well, you know what? If it's been around for a long time, and if you listen to Dr. Freud, for the human animal, it doesn't really ever get boring, does it?
I don't know, but we have another call, and we also, right. Bill wants to do a commercial. Good morning, you're on TalkBack.
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, I wish that last guy would call my show at 7 o'clock tonight so I could actually have a conversation with him, because I'd like to know, and maybe you could answer this question for me, what is childish about honoring our neighbor's choices? What is childish about not advocating that people stop stealing from one another? I'd like to know what's childish about that.
Well, I think he should answer that. What's the number that he would call?
1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. We give it out all night long on the show. Would love to have a chance to talk about what is and what is not childish.
And that's on at 7 tonight?
That's right. Well,
and it's
actually,
on this station.
Baseball's on. Oh. It won't be on. But.
Oh.
So,
yeah, it was a
ball
game that starts up at 6:20.
Oh, okay.
Gone ball games. Okay. Well, maybe some other time.
Well, if he calls that number, maybe you could answer it anyway.
But do you think that it's childish what I've been advocating on the air, that people get along peacefully with one another and not aggress against their neighbors? Is there something childish about that?
No, I don't think it's childish. I think sometimes it's unrealistic. I wish it wasn't, but I think sometimes it's unrealistic that everybody is just going to get along and that, you know, we're not going to need government because, you know, it's my opinion that we do need government.
I think that we need rules, and I think that I agree with you there. I think that self-government is a much more preferable option. I think that what we should get away from is an authoritarian model of government that punishes people who haven't harmed anyone else. And who could disagree with that? Anyway, guys, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling.